The fifth and final practice change for operationalizing whole community palliative rounds is taking action to improve care. First, discussion of each case presented at rounds must end with agreed upon actions. Then, the care team must implement the actions. The key to any effective follow-up process is to keep it as simple as possible. Clarifying the roles and responsibilities of round participants will keep all providers informed. Easily accessible documentation will allow clinicians to quickly and efficiently follow up on the recommendations from the rounds. After the rounds, communication is critical. Clinicians must communicate with other care providers to ensure recommendations are implemented. Outcomes from the recommendations are also communicated with the members of a patient's circle of care. The WCPR process should include appropriate forms, channels, or forums for this type of communication. It is important to establish a process for actions and accountability of the whole community palliative rounds. For each case presented at WCPR, clearly set a plan of action for the week, including all recommended care actions. Clearly identify who will do what, when, and where. And clearly identify the communication responsibilities for presenting care providers and other attending clinicians. After rounds, the referring clinician communicates the results of WCPR to all relevant members of the care team. And the referring clinician sends medical suggestions from the whole community palliative rounds to the patient's most responsible provider to request a new order.